Hi.
And I guess we're 800 million.
This is our newest song. It's called Transformer. It's our German industrial techno song. And, so I guess we're going to play now live, whatever. Rock. Transformer. Song is called Chat. This is going to be our second song, and it's actually more of a real song. That one, that last song, we made and we decided to make in our car, and we sang to it in our car, and we're going to expand on it. It's going to be about sobs and French cars. We've got to wait for Jared, and he's sitting there. He's just over there. He's locking him in. Okay, he's already okay. His second song. Thanks, world. So we're just going to play a third song. And anyways, we've got to reprogram our keyboards. You ready?
And we're ready to go.
I guess we're not ready to go, but now we will be. Yes.
Are we back on?
Hey, Phil 2.
I guess the band is taking their break now. And according to the schedule, I think we're going to interview him now. Right? We're going to interview the 8-pound hammer boys?
One, two. Quick round of 800 million questions.
Who wants to be an 800 millionaire? They're changing their name after this.
Yep.
We like 600,000.
Did you?
600,000.
Yeah, 800 million is kind of like you're really building an expectation there. That's a big number.
What's the origin of 800 million besides the number of women you slept with?
Oh, well, pretty much. The origin is actually complete nonsense. It's an utterance of Micah when we were joking around, and it just kind of seemed to stick. Schmanks had actually no part in any of it. He just got stuck with it.
Yeah, I'm not too big of a fan, but whatever.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, Roger asked me to let everybody out there in internet land know that 800 million will play again in a few minutes. Apparently, people quit listening as soon as the band's done the first time around, and
they don't realize the band plays again. These idiot listeners of ours have not gotten
the format of this show.
Or maybe they don't like listening to us. Do they tune back in like 20 minutes later?
JP and his wisdom teeth shout out.
Okay.
John Peterson.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah. He's like, how old is he now? Like,
I think he's like 36, maybe.
Yeah, at least.
Okay, he's 36 years old, and he just got his wisdom teeth pulled.
Oh, man.
That's a guy
good.
A break. Come on.
Yeah. Hey, give us a break.
Okay.
All right. 800 million break.
800 million break.
Exactly. Our most talkative member is not in the room right now, so this is going to be a little bit off for... Until he gets in here.
So, yeah. How many people listen to this?
800 million.
Really?
I don't know. It's always more... I guess it's always more during the rebroadcast than it is during the actual broadcast. So, you'll have to ask Roger about that. I guess, Phil, you can start speculating on that.
Speculate?
Yeah.
I would guess there's less than 32 people listening right now.
Wow.
So, more than 4. We're not allowed to speak about it, I guess.
There's less than 800 million people speaking.
Yeah.
Watching.
It's listening. Bigger than a breadbasket and smaller than 800 million.
So what's the deal with the drum, the program beats and shit? Don't you know how to play drums?
Yeah, you guys like an industrial band?
Our drummer, Brian.
Brian Moffness, actually.
Oh.
Our drummer.
Okay.
He's gotten cuter.
Yeah. He's got a nice little face.
Doesn't someone owe that machine some money?
He gets all the ladies, though.
Yeah. Okay.
We couldn't find anybody to drum for.
He's kind of got a little advantage there. You know, he's playing drums, but at the same time, he's, you know, on the dance floor drinking. You know, he's got... He's a. Oh, okay. You know, actually, I took a swing at him last weekend at the bar, and my fist went right through. I was wondering why.
Fell.
Old
so
Brian.
How long has this band been together?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yep.
Wow. In Fargo band years, that's like eight
that's
weeks.
That's a lot.
Like yeah, that's like 8 weeks.
That's more like
just
a
take it time for.
What?
Millennium?
So you'll be breaking up in
it's the Millennium
May?
Plug?
Tomorrow we're going to break up. Break
so your tour is supposed to start on Friday then?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah,
but one of you will decide which one of you is not going to go.
Our van will break down.
No, okay. No, I'm going to call the airports to see if I can get the quickest flight home from Minneapolis.
Okay.
Then it'll be just me and Schmanks.
Yep.
And we're going to put axes on our guitars and start like a guitar type band.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Blood capsule.
Fargo's never had that.
put our thinking caps on.
I've bled on stage before. That's kind of guarish.
At the coffee club.
At the coffee club.
Oh, really?
Then there's Guar 17.
I got blood all over the coffee club.
Guar 17's great.
I've bled at a concert myself.
Our plan
actually
is to stay together as a band probably as long as Guar 17. And
really?
Goal. Yeah.
Oh. Those guys are never going to break up, though, so you better outlive them.
Yeah, that's the plan. Well, we got, like, 20
years
on them.
Yeah, they're, like, in their 40s now.
Yeah, they like, hang out with Nugent, I think.
Well, we were thinking of, like, going to different countries for a long time and then coming back in a couple of years and play the exact same song.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I think we're going to bring June with us, actually. That's the plan.
Okay.
Yeah, well, June's coming with, too.
June will come with, and then
then we're going to be 800 million in Europe.
800 million UK, kind of like the Charlatans UK,
yeah.
UK and all that.
London, 800 million.
So Micah used to kind of be my roommate once.
A little bit, sort of.
Would he sleep on your couch one night?
No, I'd sleep in my roommate's bedroom.
Who's the roommate?
My dad.
Who was the roommate? It was Bubba.
Old Bobby, I used to call him.
Well, actually, it was Eric Odness. It was Eric Odness. Micah and Eric would sleep together. Keep me up all night.
Oh, I'm not gay.
800 million homos?
Yeah, I kept on thinking of, like, different band names. And then I finally came up with 800 million. And then we formed a band. And I didn't even know what it was like.
Is that the true story?
Despite Mike and I being cousins, we didn't know each other.
Okay.
Really?
Pretty great, huh? That's
yeah.
A good one. All you people that are listening, 12 people, you're going to remember that until you die.
It's only 10 now.
Well, now that you've said that.
Oh, now it's
yeah.
10, it's 10 people.
10 and dropping.
So,
anybody see The Family Guy tonight before they came here?
Oh, no.
I watched it and it was...
Oh,
it
death?
Was really, like, I couldn't believe some of the stuff I saw on there. Yeah, they had death on there.
Yeah.
We were just
and
death
did you see the joke on there? They're, like, he said, when the Family Guy was running away from death, Death said, "I caught Flojo, and you expect to outrun me or whatever." I couldn't believe that. I was like, God, Flojo's family has got to be...
Well, he's dead?
Yes, yeah, she's dead. She had a heart attack or something a couple of years ago.
So is this guy that just came in your roadie or something?
Yeah. No. He's our guitar tech.
His name's Stretch?
Yeah, his name is Stretch. I guess earlier today, you guys went, I think we all think it's funny. Like, we were loading our equipment or whatever, and there's this
heavily bearded.
Aaron and I live across from the Radisson, where all the bands play, and play. Anyway, so, like, this guy gets out and we're loading his equipment, this guy comes over, this big rock guy.
Do you have tight pants?
And he's like, hey,
you got a hell of a beard, though.
I'm looking at it, and, like, Schmanks and I talked to him for a little bit. And he's the guitar tech for G Love and Special Sauce or whatever.
You mean they're already in town?
Yeah.
Dude,
we're on the
Radisson room.
Yeah, we get in for free now.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't wait. It's gonna be fucking amazing.
Did like they give you an autograph without you even asking for it?
The guitar tech
here,
let me get you an autograph.
Here, let me sign G Love's name for you.
Yeah. His name's Stretch.
Yeah, his name's Stretch. Signed G-Love's name.
But then he put in parentheses below it, Stretch. So
I mean,
he's
wearing a fanny pack, too. So.
Yeah, he was wearing a fanny pack.
Guitar tech and fanny packs, man.
Yeah, down to, like, his navel.
So what is it about
tomorrow night we
music
can have everyone, hey, Stretch.
And
freak him out because everyone's
yeah, that'd be great.
What's up, Stretch?
Hey, Stretch, haven't seen you for a while.
So everyone, go to G-Love. Go to G-Love and say Stretch sent you.
Yeah.
For
okay. Confuse the hell out of the door.
We should get like hundreds of people to go there and say, Stretch said I could get in for free.
He'll be searching us out, trying to kill us. He knows where we live. We just get a big knock on the door and it's Stretch with a Bowie
Stretch
knife.
Gonna be,
you're dead!
Stretch has come to gut ya.
G-Love is in the back playing acoustic guitar.
Just Stretch gutting us all.
Alright. Blood circling around his ankles.
What?
Turns into the movie Desperado for some reason.
And Cheech Marin's there somehow.
But then he turns into his character, his vampire character from Dust Till Dawn.
Oh, yeah?
And then John Boyd shows up, too. He's always there. And all he does is say, stuff from Deliverance. His lines from Deliverance.
That combined with his lines from Anaconda.
with Ice Cube.
Anaconda.
Ice Cube. And Jennifer Lopez.
Oh,
Jennifer Lopez is in Anaconda?
Yeah, she was like one of the big...
I never saw Anaconda, except for
I never saw
it. I saw the preview, and I remember Ice Cube saying something pretty funny.
Like,
yeah.
Pretty
that was a really, it was a realistic snake, let me tell you.
Wasn't it, like, computer-generated?
I would compare.
I think they had the
real snake.
Yeah. The audio graphics department at MSU designed that snake.
Was it a documentary? I thought it was a documentary.
I'm pretty sure that Ice Cube's performance was right on par with LL Cool J's and Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah, that was
great. Oh, and Crocodile Hunter was in it, too.
I believe that's what LL's character was based on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. LL Cool J played a good victim in Halloween, though. You know, when he played the school...
Oh, H2O? I haven't seen that.
I think he died, didn't he?
I don't know if he died.
I don't have any
beer. Maybe not. I swear he died.
That's
in his contract.
I can't die in this
Ladies
movie.
Love Cool James when he lives.
Yeah.
So, are you still making film? Since we're talking about film.
Yeah,
you make films,
I actually had a premiere of the film.
Oh, you did?
At Mary Helms.
You made the film last night and premiered it?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, you mean just that was that Playboy bunny movie at the
Cinema
Grill?
Like, and I thought it was really funny because, like, all the stuff that I've made are, like, I've made a couple things that I've, like, spent a lot of time on, but all most of the stuff is just, like, exercises for me to, like, work with the camera and, like, try and do different things. And then it's just, everything that we've done has taken, like, in 2 hours. And, well, I mean, I'm proud of it and stuff, but, like, it went really well. Anyways, it was fun. I was really nervous.
A lot of people there?
A lot of people. And,
congratulations.
And Kristen Rudwood was there.
Who? Maybe
the most famous person in Fargo?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nice. I don't know that
at all.
Did she introduce the film?
Well, everybody falls all over themselves anytime she, like,
what does she have to do with
it? I was in the movie Fargo, and automatically everybody thinks she's the greatest actress to ever come out of Fargo.
Was she the housewife that got shot?
She was the housewife who got kidnapped, yeah.
She got canned right away. She
what housewife got trapped in the car in that movie?
She had like five lines, and then she's just basically a dead body throughout the rest of the film.
Yeah, and everybody is so goddamn proud that she's from Fargo, North Dakota, and she was in
Viper
that
Wine.
She's street trash?
I don't know.
There's a movie called Street
Trash. I don't know if I'll go on
closely related with Fargo.
Isn't Gary Busey in Street Trash?
Yeah, Gary Busey in Street Trash.
No way, Gary Busey's in that.
Gary Busey, the man with the biggest jaws in Hollywood.
Gary Busey's awesome.
You know, Gary Busey's
he's
the...
He's devoted his life to God now.
Yeah, he has.
I saw him on the Trinity Network one day.
Oh, man.
He's
like insane.
Yeah.
Man, they were making fun of him on The Daily Show. God Talk with Joe Bob Briggs. I don't know his name for that, but Gary Busey was throwing out acronyms like Faith.
Thank you.
Fantastic Adventures in Trusting Him.
Oh,
like,
man.
And then it cut back to Joe Bob, and the crowd would just kind of not know what to do, but they'd be laughing because it was just like, what?
Have you guys ever seen
Buddy
Gary Busey's son?
He looks just like him.
Yeah.
Really?
Jake is
awesome, he's a crackhead.
Man.
Yeah.
Does he wear a helmet when he rides
his bike? Was Gary Busey in
Buddy Holly?
Buddy Holly.
No, wasn't he in
Buddy Holly?
No,
he was in that movie with Ice-T.
He was in Buddy Holly too.
Was Gary Busey in what the hell is it called? Lost Highway? Was he in that or was
Fear
it,
and Loathing?
No, he was in that.
He was?
Was that before? Was that before
yeah,
he found God or was that after he found God?
No, it was after, I think.
It was after,
it was
and
after.
He was, like, and he played that like creepy role and stuff, you know.
Well, like he needs work. He had to pay all that money to get out of jail.
You know who else has found God, but it's probably not going to matter nearly as much. Diane Cannon is also found.
Who's Diane Cannon?
She was in some great Clint Eastwood movies.
Well, she was in
Wild Wild West.
No. God, I can't remember the name of it. Caddyshack 2. She was.
Oh, well, that's a gem.
Yeah,
hey,
that's
you know
gem.
That Shania Twain actually joined a cult? you guys
no
hear
way.
About that?
Which
no,
cult?
She seriously did. I don't know, but it's some cult where, like, she has to devote over half her wealth to this cult so they can feel it. Yeah.
And no sex.
Where did you
sex?
Read this?
I read it on Q Online, this British magazine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Q Online.
I've been there.
Yeah, it's an awesome page. I like it.
Actually, I found that on that via that your gene.
Oh, yeah, via the six-shooter.
Six-shooter, yeah.
That's
I was going to do a little thing. I was going to say something about it on Yachin, but...
Well, come on, wasn't the top 10 funny? You know, Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, come on, you can't rip on that. You can't make fun of that zine, okay? It's like, you read it, and it's like, it's good, but it's like...
Our friend Preston.
You're not aware of where you are.
What the hell was up with...
We can't make fun of.
You called these little... What was up with the interviews? You know, you didn't actually, like... We talked about... We talked about, you know, pumas or you know, tying shoes or girls,
but you didn't actually say specifically what the words. Why didn't you actually like print the questions and the answers?
Because when we talked, you were just sitting in my bedroom door. I don't know what to do. What should we do?
Kind of like this interview.
Yeah, basically. Minus the bedroom.
And my new zine is going to be called Third Person. Every interview or every article is going to be in third person.
Okay. So how much does Yachin have to pay you to buy you up?
$800 million.
Trust me, Phil, we don't have nothing to worry about.
Okay.
That money laundering scheme you guys have.
You notice I used a double negative there, though.
Hey, how many hits do you guys get a day, you old Yachin?
Hits?
Yeah.
It's a day?
We don't really look... Well,
100
we get,
and something.
We get about 150 000. Unique users a day.
Yeah.
They don't all have the same IP, though.
150 kids come visit Yachin every day.
Cool. If it'll count it as another... The same IP as another user if it's been over half an hour since they were there. But if you just went there and stayed on all day, you only count as one person. So,
all day, like 24 hours?
Yeah. If you just went once
my
and never...
My computer's always at Yachin, actually.
Oh.
It's just my homepage set up.
That's my homepage, too.
Thank you.
That's not my homepage. I have an Apple IIGS. Thank you.
An Apple IIGS?
Actually, if you want to see some... If you want to see some great stuff, go to...
That sounds like a car.
Do you have Oregon Trail?
No, I have Dazzle Draw, though.
You need to get Oregon Trail.
You should do your... Are you doing a CD or anything? You should do the artwork on your Apple IIGS.
Actually, in high school...
8-pixel whatever.
In high school in media arts class...
Printed on a dot matrix printer.
In high school in media arts class, I used a 2GS for doing, like, credits and like...
I've got a 300
graphics on video. And it looked really horrible. You know. But at the time, that was a big deal.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was
scrolling credits via 2GS. They're in neon green. Look at it.
So what's that computer you got sitting out there with your...
That's a 486SX25 Packard Bell.
Woo!
That thing's so fast.
Is it?
Smokes, huh?
Actually, the program we use fits on a 1.4.
Did you know Lee Jensen, a Yachin writer, recently set... Recently, his 486 started on fire for no particular reason.
I hope
that's actually our plan for our farewell show. Brian's gonna
go
up
and
flame.
Is it kind of like Ace Frehley with the flares in his guitar? Only you got it in the computer.
The hard drive's gonna start on fire.
Speaking of,
we're gonna have John Jorgensen with a rocket launcher poised across the room, and he's gonna blow it up.
Speaking of Ace Frehley, this guy I worked with was in Vegas last week. He sat next to Gene Simmons.
Right.
That's some Vegas show.
Didn't Gene Simmons used to date Cher?
Director Bicentennial Man. It's like,
what?
Well,
no.
You know what else? You know, it's Lent right now.
Oh, yeah.
And you know the 14 stations of the cross? They all begin with, consider our Lord Jesus Christ was sacrificed on the seventh day. Every station of the cross, I think, begins with consider. Consider our Lord, blah, blah, crucified. I'm a Catholic, and when you said, consider this, I immediately thought of the Stations of the Cross.
Right. I'm a Protestant. We made that great leap in the ages, you know.
And then there's the greatest
Mighty Mighty Mighty
May.
What are you going
to... He's a director.
I've always got to bring it back to that.
Bring it back to God.
Bring it back to Martin Luther.
And God. Oh,
damn Protestants.
You're going to leave? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well,
what do we do now?
Now we can start talking.
Now you guys can tell us what you really think of Micah.
Oh,
whoa,
man.
He's got this problem. Actually, he has a problem with my driving. And I don't know this problem. He's got issues.
You mean like that Offspring song?
Yeah.
By Offspring.
That's his favorite song, actually.
Yeah.
You mean...
Offspring and Green Day are my favorite
band. It sounds an awful lot like REO Speedwagon, doesn't it? Like, hold on, look back. Don't let go. That song?
You've lost Yellow. This year.
Electric Light Orchestra?
Is it Electric Light Orchestra?
Something.
That's
DOC.
That's REO Speedwagon, I think.
Offspring Turner Overdrive.
The you know how Offspring sounds like REO Speedwagon? What's the song that REO? What's the title of the REO Speedwagon song? The one that sounds like She's Got Issues by Offspring.
Kind of like an Offspring.
Maybe that's the contest
Godzilla?
This week.
Godzilla? No.
No, that's Blue Oyster Cult. Come on now.
You know the great thing about the Offspring is they're like. If you play
38
Crazy
Special, that's it.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What I'm thinking.
If you play Crazy
not
Taxi,
REO Speedwagon.
If you play Crazy Taxi, you have to listen to
Hang On Lucy
over and over and over.
Special. Huh?
You don't like that?
No.
Oh.
I like Lucy. I like the game.
That's
I like
my
the game.
Part of the game. That's why I actually bought it.
Really?
Yeah.
Good way to get an Offspring CD.
Yeah.
Why would you want?
Why would you want to buy it?
I almost bought an Offspring 7-inch. For 50 cents, is in the 50 cents bin at Orfolk in Minneapolis. And I was gonna put it on eBay. Like, it was 50 cents, and it was like a 7-inch from the album Smash.
And
I can't.
And
I think
why
it
didn't
was,
you?
I think it was the 45 for Keeping Separated.
Oh.
And it was like a imported 7-inch. It was like printed, pressed in like Germany.
Guatemala.
And I was seriously going to buy it, but to be completely honest, I was too embarrassed to go up and buy it.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a friend who bought a car on eBay the other day.
Really?
Yeah. He bought it from Texas.
Well, so and
I don't know how much, but then he flew down to Texas.
Flew down to Texas and drove
it
back.
It was some, like, Mitsubishi SG thing.
And he had, like, some super sporty Mitsubishi car in the first place, and then he got another Mitsubishi. And
but
I'm
he
like,
bought...
So is this any, like... Is it even any better than your old one? He's like, oh, it's a lot faster. So does it have a spoiler? Oh, yeah.
No.
I just think it's weird someone buying a car over eBay. It rules. I'd like to do it, but I don't know. It's just bizarre.
Kind of creepy.
I've considered selling a car on eBay before.
Really? You can actually buy Russian spaceships and satellites and stuff.
You can also buy human kidneys.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Did you hear that thing about the Beanie Baby code? Like, old bunk Beanie Babies is actually a code for like...
Oh, that's for drugs.
No. It was like for enemas or something.
Oh,
wow.
I heard the Beanie Babies were code for drugs.
Actually, I don't lie. I don't know.
I can see that.
I've got the purple
there was,
Diana bear.
eBay just
have,
like...
Oh, really? I have the Elton John bear.
Took off,
he's fat,
took off an auction for like 500 pounds of marijuana, too, I guess. And I guess they've reported it to the DEA.
That's good. That's nice of them.
Yeah.
Drugs off eBay.
Although I,
keep
you know, immediately when
master.
I found that out, I went on eBay and like searched for marijuana.
Did anything come up?
I just
did,
got listed on the
FBI
like watch list. That's all.
Yeah. There was actually like item listings for like 50 pounds of marijuana, but they were like these novelty like potato sacks. Like burlap bags.
That's so cute.
That have like a picture of a pot leaf on it and says like
hang
marijuana.
That up on your wall next to your big furry blacklight picture of a mushroom.
Yeah, you just know there's some pothead out there with like a really bad computer. Dude,
I need this mouse pad, man.
Oh god.
That 50-pound pot bag would look so cool on the couch
next to my grateful bed. Oh, that was
he's
a
just,
long bathroom.
He's like, just got done sketching the marijuana leaf
on
his paint program to put on. Yeah, this will make a great wallpaper thing, man.
Okay. It'll make a great 800 million.
800 million. Still
all marijuana. All marijuana smokers have now logged off. They've had enough of us.
Man, what? They got something against pot or something?
Dude,
what the hell?
Dude.
Wow.
Huh? What?
More techno music.
You can play any time here.
What
play more techno?
What song are you gonna play first?
Sequencer 7 because we're having problems with the vocals, so Jared wants us to play something before we play the song that he sings on.
Oh, because he's got to sound perfect.
Yeah.
I know about that Jared Swant. He's always got to, you know.
He's nitpicking. Hey, if he didn't add
a
sound bad.
He's slapping me right now. He's slapping me right now.
Back in the Army, we called Jared Glory Hound. And, you know, we all
I think
know
we should put Jared
about.
For sale on eBay.
Jared, you want to go on sale on eBay?
He doesn't even weigh 50 pounds. Yeah. 38-pound Jared for sale.
Enclosed $3.20 priority shipping.
We'll even have him wearing a pot leaf T-shirt.
There we go. All you marijuana smokers out there.
So we could ask Justin a couple quick questions, I think.
I tried to buy a switchblade off eBay, but they don't list them.
Oh, that sucks.
They don't...
they don't listen.
All they want is a switchblade. And here's girlfriend.
I understand your little band's going to be on this show sometime.
The Dirty Frenchman or the T-Boys?
T-Boys Rock.
No, your little label band.
Oh, the Midnight Eagles.
That's what I heard today. I was told it's in negotiation.
Yeah, it's a go. I've been told by the band it's a go, and
okay,
I talked to Raj, he's a go.
Yeah,
so.
But I marked it on my calendar, so...
I've been told by the Dirty Frenchman that we're going to change our name to the Boris Yeltsins.
God damn. You know, I don't like any of our names, and I find one, or you guys tell me what I like, and then you change it.
Gopher just said he wants to be called the Boris Yeltsin.
That's what he said. I think he's outvoted.
I think we'll just stick with the Dirty Frenchman for now.
How about something about sailing?
Like yacht scene?
Like the
sailor?
Yacht sailor?
Like the sailor boys?
like the first mate?
To where I'm going.
He could be called
no,
in the Navy.
No, I'm talking like, you know, dirty ship sailing.
Why don't we call ourselves
Laundry Ship?
The first mate.
That sounds like a band from Sweden, Phil.
Ahoy, mateys.
Ahoy, mateys.
Poop deck.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Deck. I like that one. Poop deck.
Poop deck.
Poop deck Pappy.
Poop deck.
Poop deck Pappy. Who
was
on
Pappy was
Popeye,
Popeye's
wasn't
uncle
he?
Or
right, right.
Something?
Did they dump, when you know, like on an airplane, they supposedly dump the shit out of the toilet in the air? Did they do that in a ship?
I don't know.
A plane comes by and picks it up.
And then they dump it. And then they fly away and dump it
in
the
air. Yeah, they dump it somewhere else. Yeah.
So, Phil, how was L.A.?
L.A.?
Didn't you go to San Diego or Colorado or some godforsaken
place? You mean Larimore?
Colorado.
Lamore?
It was good. It was good.
Did you leave it standing?
What?
Did you leave it standing?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
What? Oh. It just looks like 800 Million is ready to play their 800 millionth song of the night.
Yes.
You know?
800 million beats per minute.
Yeah.
They're a hardcore techno drums and bass band.
Wow. I don't mean to cut this little love fest we got going here short or anything.
Well, I thought it was legal in Louisiana.
Huh? Huh? Jim?
You're listening to Off-Broadway.
Yeah, you're listening to Off-Broadway, and 800 million is in the house.
Word.
Right, we're back again. We're back. We're back. This is our next song. It's called Johnny. Johnny, why don't you just tell me your name? Thank you. next song is off of our 18th album, titled Black Dode. And Mr.
Oh, hey!
You ready for this? Are you ready for this? We're going to try and take as much time in between songs as possible. Playing Lebowski. So, anyways, let's do it after Aaron's set. And here we go. Thank you. Sweet Holy. And which one play is best weekend? Please.
thanks everyone, and thanks everyone.